Good afternoon and welcome to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Happy Monday. I hope that you've had a good morning. You drank your great cup of coffee as I did earlier this morning, but I'm doing my show a little later today. But I am so excited to talk to you about the book recommendation that I have. I'm going to be talking extensively about this series because it's also a series on Netflix, but I wanted to get into the book by Robin Carr. It's a New York Times bestselling book. It's called The Virgin River, and it's a series. The books are a series, and now the show has become a hit on Netflix. It's got, I think they have four seasons now, and they're based off these wonderful books by the amazing and talented Robin Carr. So let me read you about the author. Robin Carr is an award-winning New York Times bestselling author of more than 60 novels, including highly praised women's fiction, such as Four Friends, The Summer That Made Us, and The View from Alameda Island, as well as the critically acclaimed Virgin River, Thunder Point, and Sullivan's Crossing series. Virgin River is now a Netflix original series. Robin lives in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can visit her website, at Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, and then Carr, C-A-R-R, .com. So, this is exciting for me because I watched the series, which is based on, it's called Virgin River, and I just got book one of the Virgin River series, and it's just a wonderful set of characters that Robin Carr has quite an imagination, and it's based off this beautiful place, Virgin River, which is a part of, I think, Northern California. And she first published this book in 2007, and I think the series started, if I want to say correctly, let me look that up, because I don't want to give a false date, and then they're like, that's not correct, especially for all the fans of Virgin River and the wonderful characters that Robin Carr has created. So give me a moment, and I hope you're having a blessed Monday today. And it's a wonderful day. It's kind of cloudy today. I'm in Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. And I wanted to start the daily by recommending this book because I did say we were going to have kind of like a book club. And I did recommend the Louise Penny, The Long Way Home last time. But as far as when I'm starting with Virgin River, I want to go ahead and read you a little bit of the books and hopefully, kind of share a little bit, on the show about this wonderful series and these wonderful books. So I believe the series started, and the main actors in the show are Alexandra Breckenridge and Martin Henderson. She plays Melinda Monroe, or Mel Monroe, and he plays Jack Sheridan. And of course, they have the wonderful Tim Matheson, who plays, he is another main character. And he plays the doctor on the show. And then there's Hope McCray, and played by the amazing and talented Annette O'Toole. And then they have Colin Lawrence, John Middleton, who plays Preacher, and Charmaine, Lauren Hammersley, and Dan Brady, who played by the amazing Ben Hollingsworth. It's like an all-star cast of people that are coming out in this show. And if you are familiar with Tim Matheson, he started back when, since Animal House. He's an accomplished actor, been acting for a long time, done many, many shows, including the Brady Bunch movies. If you ever saw those with Shelley Long, he came out in the part two as pretending to be her long lost husband, even after she married Mike Brady. But you would have to watch that. And if you're familiar with the Brady Bunch, well, mainly the movie, because in the series, they we know that Carol lost her husband, but they never addressed anything else about that. Anyway, and then Annette O'Toole, I mean, she's been acting since the original It from Stephen King, Superman. She's just an accomplished actress, you know, and it's just like an all-star cast. Martin Henderson was on Grey's Anatomy. Alexandra Breckenridge was on This Is Us. She played Sophie. And she was also, I think, briefly on The Walking Dead. But enough of that. I want to go into, and the series started, give me a moment here. That's what I was going to get into, and I started babbling because I always get distracted. Give me a moment here to get that into there. And let's go to the series when it started. Okay. This started back in December 6th of 2019, and until the present time they started with, and it now has 4 seasons. I think they're currently filming season 5, but these are all based off the books by the amazing and talented Robin Carr. And she wrote these great books, here we I'm going to read you a little bit about book 1. And if you haven't watched this series, I highly recommend you read the books first. I know I should have done the same, but I found the series and my mother-in-law, a lot of people saw it. And then I was talking to my dear friend Lisa. And Lisa, I hope you're feeling much better. I know she was under the weather, sending love and hugs to my dear friend and sister. She's like a sister to me. And she is my sister, is what I always call her. And she was under the weather along with her family, but especially her, wishing you well wishes to get better, my sister. I said, yeah, I've been watching Virgin River. Oh, she says, Robin Carr. Yeah, I read the books. So this was a whole series of books. And I've just started book 1. I love it. And you just have to watch, you know, the series to see if it does it justice. I think it does. The characters are very, it's like people that you would know. And Doc Mullins, sorry, I was trying to remember Tim Matheson's character. Hope McCray plays the mayor. And it's a small little area of community area. And then, of course, Jack and his bar that he has. And then, of course, it has a lot of elements that are just amazing. So let me read you a little bit about this book. When the recently widowed Melinda Monroe sees, okay, so it says, wanted, midwife, nurse, practitioner, in Virgin River, population 600, make a difference against the backdrop of towering California redwoods and crystal clear rivers, rent-free cabin included. So she sees this. Welcome back to Virgin River with a book that inspired the hit Netflix series. So this book inspired it. When the recently widowed Melinda Monroe sees this ad, she quickly decides that the remote mountain town of Virgin River might be the perfect place to escape her heartache and to re-energize the nursing career she loves. But her high hopes are dashed within an hour of arriving. The cabin is a dump. The roads are treacherous. The local doctor wants nothing to do with her. Realizing she's made a huge mistake, Mel decides to leave town the following morning. But a tiny baby abandoned on a front porch changes her plans, and former Marine Jack Sheridan cements them into place. So that's the book that started it all. And there's a lot of praise for these books. Carr has hit her stride with this captivating series, Library Journal on the Virgin River series. This book is an utter delight. RT book reviews on Moonlight Road. Strong conflict, humor, and well-written characters are Carr's calling cards. And they're all present here. You won't want to put this one down. And what I love about Robin Carr that I've noticed in this book, and I'm surprised I hadn't read them, you know, before, you know, because the characters drive the story. They're all such, if you reading this book, even just reading it and stepping away from the series, they have a lot of life in them. You could feel the emotions and the different things that they're going through. So let's start with a little bit of book 1. just read a little excerpt. And this is, again, Virgin River, book one of the Virgin River series. Chapter one. Mel squinted into the rain and darkness, creeping along the narrow, twisting, muddy tree enshrouded road, and for the 100th time thought, am I out of my mind? And then she heard and felt a thump as the right rear wheel of her BMW slipped off the road onto the shoulder and sank into the mud. The car rocked to a stop. She accelerated and heard the wheel spin. She was going nowhere fast. I am so screwed, was her next thought. She turned on the dome light and looked at her cell phone. She lost the signal an hour ago when she left the freeway and headed up into the mountains. In fact, she'd been having a pretty lively discussion with her sister Joey when the steep hills and unbelievably tall trees blocked the signal and cut them off. I cannot believe you're really doing this, Joey was saying. I thought you'd come to your senses. This isn't you, Mel. You're not a small town girl. Yeah, well, it looks like I'm gonna be. I took the job and sold everything, so I wouldn't be tempted to go back. You couldn't just take a leave of absence, maybe go to a small private hospital, try to think this through. I need everything to be different, Mel said. No more hospital war zone. I'm just guessing, but I imagine I won't be called on to deliver a lot of crack babies out here in the woods. The woman said this place, this Virgin River, is calm and quiet and safe. And stuck back in the forest a million miles from a Starbucks where you'll get paid in eggs and pig's feet. And none of my patients will be brought in handcuffed, guarded by a corrections officer. Then Mel took a breath and unexpectedly laughed and said, pig's feet, oh, Joey, I'm going up into the trees again. I might lose you. You wait, you'll be sorry, you'll regret this. This is crazy and impetuous. And that's when the signal, blessedly, was lost. And Joey was right. With every additional mile, Mel was doubting herself and her decision to escape into the country. So right away, you get a feeling of what's going on with Mel. Obviously, she made a change. Why did she make this change? For those of you of us that haven't read for those of you that haven't seen the series or read the books, this is kind of dives you into what's going on. You know, she's running away from something and she's getting somewhere. And then now she's stuck. So this is a great way to start, you know, with Virgin River and learn about the characters and learn about why this is going on. So I want, you know, if you have not purchased this copy of Virgin River, book one of the Virgin River series, please check it out because I would love to discuss this book with you guys. This is a book I'm recommending. I'm going to be talking about it for a few weeks. And I hope that we get to evolve with this book and with the series if you have not seen it and catch up on all this, on all these characters and learn more about Virgin River. And this is a book by Robin Carr and this is book one and we'll be right back. I'm going to read you a little more and then we're going to, I'm going to tell you more about in the wrap up. I'm going to do another part two. And then I'm going to do a wrap up to tell you what's coming up for the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM. And I've updated my show ad, the ad for Anchor. I hope you'll listen to it. And like I said, I'm so excited to be recommending this book and talking to you all about the Virgin River series. And I hope that you will interact either leave a message or I will try to put questions that I can ask through Spotify so you can tell me like if you've read the books, if you saw the series first and now are reading the books and stuff like that so we can interact. And maybe I'll do a few lives also in regards to the book recommendation I have. So I'll be right back with the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles, and we'll be back with more of the book one of Virgin River, which is based off, which is this book inspired the series on Netflix, and we'll be right back with more. And thank you for joining me today on The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. We'll be right back. And we're back to The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles here through Anchor FM. And I'm talking about the book by award-winning author, best-selling author, Robin Carr, and her book one of the Virgin River series, basically the book that inspired the series. And thanks to this book and her series of this, of her book series, they inspired the hit Netflix show, which stars Martin Henderson and I think it's, what was it? Sorry, I should know her name. Alexandra Brinkerbridge, I think it was. Hold on, let me see. I don't want to say it wrong. Then people get mad at me. And I don't want anyone to get upset about that. Give me a second here. Yeah, it's Northern California. Seeking a fresh start, nurse practitioner moves from Los Angeles to a remote Northern California town. It's a town, and Alexandra Brinkerbridge, and Martin Henderson, and Tim Matheson, and Annette O'Toole, Colin Lawrence, Lauren Hammersley, and among an all-star cast. There's a lot of people in this show, but this book inspired the series. So here we go. Now I'm going to read. Okay, so obviously something went wrong, so let's see. Let's see. We learn more here. I'm still reading from book one. At every curve, the roads had become narrower, and the rain a little harder. And it's really raining right here in the house. This is me saying in Fuquay, it's really raining. So at every curve, the roads had become narrower and the rain a little harder. It was only 6 p.m., but it was already dark as pitch. The trees were so dense and tall, and even that last bit of afternoon sun had been blocked. Of course, there were no lights of any kind along this winding stretch. According to the directions, she should be getting close to the house where she was to meet her new employer. But she didn't dare get out of her swamp car and walk. She could get lost in these woods and never be seen again. Instead, she fished the pictures from her briefcase in an attempt to remind herself of a few of the reasons why she had taken this job. She had pictures of a quaint little hamlet of clapboard houses with front porches and dormer windows, an old-fashioned schoolhouse, a steepled church, hollyhocks, rhododendrons, and blossoming apple trees in full glory. Not to mention the green pastures upon which livestock grazed. There was the pie and coffee shop, the corner store, a tiny one-room freestanding library, and the adorable little cabin in the woods that would be hers, rent-free for the year of her contract. The town backed up to the amazing sequoia redwoods and national forests that span hundreds of miles of wilderness over the Trinity and Shasta mountain ranges. The Virgin River, after which the town was named, was deep, wide, long, and home to huge salmon, sturgeon, steelfish, and trout. She looked on the internet as pictures of that part of the world and was easily convinced no more beautiful land existed. Of course, she could see nothing now except rain, mud, and darkness. Ready to get out of Los Angeles, she had put her resume with a nurse's registry. One of the recruiters brought Virgin River to her attention. The town doctor, she said, was getting old and needed help. A woman from the town, Hope McCray, was donating the cabin and the first year's salary. And according to what I heard in the series, she was mayor, but I don't know if they'll specify it here in the book. The county was picking up the tab for liability insurance for at least a year to get a practitioner and midwife in this remote rural part of the world. I faxed Miss McCray your resume and letters of recommendation, the recruiter had said, and she wants you. Maybe you should go up there and look the place over. Mel took Miss McCray's phone number and called her that evening. Virgin River was far smaller than what she'd had in mind. But after no more than an hour-long conversation with Miss McCray, Mel began effecting her move out of L.A. the very next morning. That was barely 2 weeks ago. What they didn't know at the registry, nor in Virgin River for that matter, was that Mel had become desperate to get away, far away. She'd been dreaming of a fresh start and peace and quiet for months. She couldn't remember the last time she had a restful night's sleep. The dangers of the big city, where crime seemed to be overrunning the neighborhoods, had begun to consume her. Just going to the bank and the store filled her with wide anxiety. Danger seemed to be lurking everywhere. Her work in the 3,000-bed county hospital and trauma center brought to her care the victims of too many crimes, not to mention the perpetrators of crime hurt in pursuit or arrest, strapped to hospital beds in wards and in emergency, guarded by cops. What was left for her spirit was hurting and wounded, and that was nothing to the loneliness of her empty bed. Her friends begged her to stave off this impulse to run for some unknown small town, but she'd been in grief group, in individual counseling, and had seen more of the inside of a church in the last 9 months than she had in the last 10 years, and none of that was helping. The only thing that gave her any peace of mind was fantasizing about running away to some tiny place in the country where people didn't have to lock their doors, and the only thing you had to fear were the deer getting in the vegetable garden. It seemed like sheer heaven. So that we know that obviously Mel is running away and in her pain. If you have not been familiar with the show and what's going on, this is, like I said, she's hiding some, you know, she obviously wants to get away. But now sitting in her car looking at the pictures by the dome light, she realized how ridiculous she'd been. Miss McCray told her to pack only durable clothes, jeans, and boots for country medicine. So what had she packed? Her boots were Stuart Weitzman's, Cole Haynes, and Fry's, and she hadn't minded paying over a tidy $4.50 for each pair. The jeans that she had packed for traipsing out to the ranches and farms were Rockin' Republics, Joe's, Lucky Sevens for All Mankind. They rang up $150 and $250 a copy. She'd been paying $300 a pop to have her hair trimmed and highlighted. After scrimping for years through college and post-grad nursing, once she was a nurse practitioner with a very good salary, she discovered she loved nice things. She might have spent most of her workday in scrubs, so when she was out of them, she liked looking good. She was sure the fish and deer would be impressed. In the past half hour, she'd only seen only one truck on the road. Miss McCray hadn't prepared her for how perilous and steep these roads were, filled with hairpin turns and sharp drop-offs, so narrow in some places that it would be a challenge for two cars to pass each other. She was almost relieved when the dark consumed her, for she could at least see approaching headlights around each tight turn. Her car had sunk in the shoulder on the side of the road that was up against the hill and not the ledge where there were no guard drills. Here she sat, lost in the woods and doomed. With a sigh, she turned around and pulled her heavy coat from the top of one of the boxes on the back seat. She hoped Miss McCray would be traveling this road either en route to or from the house where they were to meet. Otherwise, she would probably be spending the night in the car. She still had a couple of apples, some crackers, and 2 cheese rounds in wax. But the damn Diet Coke was gone. She'd have the shakes and a headache by morning from caffeine withdrawal. No Starbucks. She should have done a better job of stocking up. She turned off the engine, but left the lights in a case a car, but left the lights on in case a car came along the narrow road. If she wasn't rescued, the battery would be dead by morning. She settled back and closed her eyes. A very familiar face drifted into her mind. Mark. Sometimes the longing to see him one more time, to talk to him for just a little while, was overwhelming. Forget the grief. She just missed him. Missed having a partner to depend on, to wait up for, to wake up beside. An argument over his long hours even seemed appealing. He told her once, "This, you and me, this is forever." Forever lasted 4 years. She was only 32, and from now on she would be alone. He was dead, and she was dead inside. So that's what we know, and she says, and then of course we have, obviously we learned that she lost someone that she loved, Mark. And then it says, a sharp tapping on the car window got her attention, and she had no idea if she'd actually been asleep or just musing. It was the butt of a flashlight that had made the noise, and holding it was an old man. The scowl on his face was so jarring that she thought the end she feared might be upon her. "Missy," he was saying, "Missy, you're stuck in the mud." She lowered her window and the mist wet her face. "I know, I hit a soft shoulder. That piece of crap won't do you much good around here," he said. Piece of crap indeed. It was a new BMW convertible, one of her many attempts to ease the ache of loneliness. "Well, no one told me, but thank you very much for the insight." His thin white hair was plastered to his head, and his bushy white eyebrows shot upwards in spikes. The rain glistened on his jacket and dropped off his big nose. "Sit tight. I'll hook you the chain around your bumper and pull you out. You going to the McRae house?" Well, that's what she'd been after, a place where everyone knows everyone else. She wanted to warn him not to scratch the bumper, but all she could do was stammer, "Yes, it ain't fair. You can follow me after I pull you out." "Thanks," she said. So this is where she meets Doc. Well, according to the show, she meets Doc Mullins. So we'll see what happens later. But that was a little bit about, you know, Virgin River and Mel Monroe, and learning the beginning of book one of the Virgin River series. We're going to cover more of that. And if you have not caught the series, seriously read the books if you want. Or you can read them in unison, you know, whatever comes next. Like I said, I wish I would have read them first, then watched the series. But I got so entangled with the series everybody was watching, I finally started watching it. And I finished it, the season, so just recently. And I was astounded at how, you know, all the new characters, and I'm excited to read about these characters like I am now to see how much it correlates to the series. And I'll probably have a discussion about that when I start the new stuff that's coming up for the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. So thank you for joining me today, and I'll be right back with the wrap up. Have a good one. We'll be right back. We're back to the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And this is the wrap-up for today's show. I just wanted to first and foremost let you know that I'm so happy that I was able to do this show, even though it's in the afternoon, a little later for the Daily. But I wanted to say that I'm excited that I was able to bring the Daily to you guys. I will be starting back at work Wednesday. And the school year has begun, but I promise to do a show even a couple of days a week even if it's in the evening or the afternoon. So I will let you know what those days are when I know for sure. But I also wanted to let you know that I'm bringing another element to the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I'm going to be adding an entertainment element and a co-host to come and share that entertainment element of the Daily. It's going to have like a little sugar and spice between us. It's a little segment we're going to be doing a couple of days a week. So there's a lot of excitement coming to the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I hope to do also more author interviews, my own author journey, working on my own books. I'm going to talk to you all about that on another show, but I'm excited that today's book club recommendation is The Virgin River series by Robin Carr. If you have not read them, start reading them, start on book one, and then we'll talk all about the series as well and how it correlates to the books. So it's all exciting stuff, and I can't wait to bring you more of my books. I'm still dealing with Ingram Spark and my closure book. I'm updating the Chasing Clarity book, The Diary of a Broken Father, and I'm still currently working on my Battered Mind series, which Battered Mind book, which will be a series, and those are things I'm going to be discussing more of. So I can't wait to bring more stuff to you guys. Giveaways coming up, newsletter in September. There's a lot of exciting things, but I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. I hope to bring you another episode, hopefully tomorrow, if not later this week, in regards to the Virgin River Book Club recommendation of Robin Carr series. And I hope you enjoyed the little excerpt and learning about Mel Monroe, if you had not heard about her and her journey and what she's dealing with. So I hope that you check out the book. The books are very affordable. You can buy them one at a time. They do have them all together. I'm buying them one at a time and hope to get them all. But slowly but surely, you could also get a Kindle copy of it. Hopefully it's available. Sometimes they have sales on that. But I have enjoyed going over book one. I know it wasn't a lot, but please check out the book club recommendation of Virgin River, book one by the New York Times bestselling author Robin Carr. And check out all her series. Her website, as I said, is Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, Carr, C-A-R-R.com. So check out all her stuff on RobinCarr.com. And we also recommended the book by, this was more of a, not a book club, but a book by Louise Penny, The Long Way Home. And check out her books as well. But I hope you have a great, great start to your Monday. Happy Monday. I know it's the afternoon now. Good afternoon. I hope you have an amazing one. Thank you for joining me on the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Check out our episodes. Check out my episodes and download all the episodes. And I hope you continue drinking your coffee in the morning, or if you're the type that gets a coffee in the afternoon, enjoy your coffee. Today I had my breakfast blend this morning. It is the afternoon, but I wanted to share that. And I hope that you will let me know all about what your thoughts are on the Virgin River series, Robin Carr, her books, and the Netflix series. And I hope that you all have a great one. And thank you for joining me again here on The Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And I can't wait to bring you the entertainment side. I'm excited to bring you a few, couple of episodes a week with my co-host. Hopefully we'll do some live videos. And shout out to her. I'm so, so excited, Ellen, to bring you to the show. And I can't wait. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have our first one. I will keep you updated. And I hope you all have a happy, happy Monday. Thank you for joining me again on The Daily. You all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And have a blessed one. Love to all. Lisa, I hope you feel better soon, my sister. God bless you. Love you guys. And have a blessed one. Happy Monday.